to the depth of what I'm explaining. Okay. You know, it's kind of sad because sometimes I wonder why white people come here and ask these weird questions on channels. That's why I be telling you, I be thinking they either be trolls or they be NPCs or something, because I'm like, what white person would logically ask this question as if they didn't know that they created the one drop rule? I'm like, y'all are the reason mixed race people cannot be considered white, even though there are mixed race people who are. I'll give you a perfect example. I never forget this, right? I remember there was this boy who was black, okay? He was mixed, but he literally looks like a white man. When I say he looks like a white man, you could not tell him apart from any white man. And the craziest part about it is, not only is he looks like a white man, he looks like a handsome white man, okay? I have to say that because for you to genuinely be able to understand this concept, you have to get it, you know, from the experience of what I'm speaking. So let's talk about this, right? Okay. So basically, I said that it's crazy that I knew he was black. And somebody else was like, well, how did you know? I said, I cannot explain it to a person that's white. But I said, we know our own people. I don't know how to explain it. And I said, even though he was half black, I knew that he was not fully white, even though he looked like a white dude. I could not explain it. And I said, what he tried to do was escape into white society, which, of course, he passed everything. No one else could ever tell him the difference, right? He got a good job, great, high up in the company, you name it. No one could tell that he was a black man. You couldn't even tell. No, it's not even possible to tell. Here is what's crazy about this shit, right? This is so funny. This ended up happening. Basically, this lady who knew him, his grandparents or something like that, right, was at the store. And he just broke down one day when he saw the person, because he basically ended up breaking down because he married a white woman. His kids basically, yep, they look like white kids. You couldn't tell they was part anything. And he ended up having a mental breakdown basically because he had been saying that he's been living his life as a lie, had been writing that he was white the entire time. And the crazy part about this was it was that moment when he realized how insane it was to be in that world, living in that world, where he realized that level of truth, that none of those people that he's been around his whole life would actually ever accept him at all if they knew that he was black. And I thought to myself, wow, how crazy that he experienced that his whole life living like that and then end up hating himself and his life. And then he said he hates it more because now he doesn't know if he basically should even tell his kids or his wife. He said he's miserable. And the woman don't know why. And I'm just up here like, ugh. Child, when I tell y'all, this is why I keep telling people, if you're a person that has colorism issues, identity issues, boy, please fix them before you ever have a life, have a family, do anything. Y'all don't know how insane that was. Like, hearing that man talk about that was wild. Now, he's not lying. You cannot tell him apart from a white person at all. It's just like, I just knew he was black from looking at him, looking in his eyes. I'm like, this is a black man. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm like, that's, we know our people. I'm thinking he black. I don't know how to explain it. Even the way he was, like the way he was walking, certain things of the way he would speak, not as though he's not speaking proper English. It's not that. It's like we just know our people. I just can't explain it. You know what I'm saying? You just know your people. I was like, this is a black man. I was like, oh my God. Now it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. When I think about those moments, I'm like, wow, that makes so much sense. I knew he was black. I was like, I didn't ever say it out loud, but I kept thinking. I said, and y'all gonna think this is crazy, right? Okay. Have y'all ever seen that movie called Skeleton Key? I don't know if you've seen it. It's a movie that was made years ago, right? It was starring the white lady, Kate Hudson, XYZ. I don't know if you ever seen it. But when this movie came out, I remember thinking, they do that shit for real. So if y'all don't know about this, right? I talked about voodoo, hoodoo, and other people's religious or beliefs, root magic, XYZ. Now, I'm going to tell y'all one thing. Kitty, I know you're going to stop scratching my bed. Listen, Kitty, what I tell you? Kitty, you better not be scratching this bed up. You can scratch that mat, that thing over there, but you cannot scratch my new bed. Okay, y'all, sorry about that. That's my cat. Tell my cat to just be doing whatever she wanna do. But anyway, right, in this film, I never will forget this part, right? A lot of people, especially black people, Okay, they were taught that hoodoo, voodoo, and all this stuff is evil. Now, if you ask me, okay, I do not necessarily believe that magic is evil, because I feel like, how is it God created something here, but it's evil for us? That doesn't make any sense. Like, okay, so I'm gonna start there. That never made sense to me. That's no different to me than when white people is trying to convince black people something's wrong with you, or you're stupid, or you're... They're smarter than everybody else. When really, okay, they've been using magic. If anything, that's all they ever really did, okay? Now, I remember this, right? Because I had this lady try to tell me that root magic was evil. And I said, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I said, the truth is, magic can simply either be used for something good or something bad. But to say that it's evil is crazy. So if y'all don't know this, I'm going to do a little short synopsis about root magic, okay? If you've never heard of it, boom, this is basically part of black people's culture and history. Now, mind you, personally, there are things I just do not believe in doing, okay? Especially to me as far as, how should I put this? I'll say this, especially when it comes to certain things I know that can be done. We'll just put it like that. Okay? And the reason why I'm talking about this today, y'all, is because I thought this was important to share. Okay, so basically, right, this is the origin of root work, right? So basically, it's traditional medicine that's practiced by black Americans, and it's often labeled as root work, okay? It has origins in slave culture of the antebellum South. And it continued its influence on health behavior of black Americans as reported of rural areas of South and poor urban areas. Now, if you don't understand this, I'm going to explain to you very simple. Personally, I believe in root magic. A lot of us practice it. I know for a fact I do. But I think people don't really understand how simple root magic is and the fact that we use it every day. So if you don't understand this, a form of root magic is basically the things I use. Like, I believe in using herbs. I believe in traditional and herbal and plant type magic, okay? I do not believe in putting chemicals and pills and some of this crap in my body, okay? So if you don't understand this, right, if I'm in pain or I'm going through something, right, I believe in drinking a detox, right, getting some greens in my body, okay? Or me, drinking some cleansing water, something in particular. But I do not believe that everything can be solved with medication. And I say that because in the world we live in, everybody believes in westernized medicine. And you have to ask yourself, especially with these big pharma companies, right, the level of chemicals that are in it, you don't even know. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. Sure, there can be a chemical, right, that helps your body or that relieves something, but they also do not tell you sometimes that same chemical can harm something else in you. That's an example of why I do not like traditional medicine, right? And a lot of medications do stuff like that. That's why I believe in root work, or like what I say, plant magic. For some of you who don't believe this, for example, right, I was telling a lady about this. I only use natural body oils and stuff like that on my body. Like my body butter I get from a lady, all of it's 100% natural. Everything in it is natural. It has no chemicals in it, okay? I use it on my hair, my skin, everything. Another thing I like to use, aloe vera. It's a plant that you can grow. I have an aloe vera plant as well. These same things, you can rub it on your skin, your hair, your face. Y'all will say that this is evil, but the truth is, those are examples of root work. Like, if you literally do stuff like that, what I just described, where your grandma passed down some little recipe or something that you think is a recipe, and you still use it to this day to heal your body or do something, that's root work. And it's crazy that people think it's evil. No, it's not, y'all. I sometimes I wonder where people get this stuff from. It just goes to show you that I think it's so disturbing, and especially in cultures here, especially in American culture, how anytime a black person does something that's outside of the norm of Jesus and church, everybody will assume that you're a witch or you're evil or you're this crazy person. When the reality of it is, I'll say it again, there is no way that magic is put here and people can say it's evil. I'm gonna say this again. Why in the world would God literally teach us or tell us something or have something here for us not to know what it's used for? Now, I will tell you, I personally don't believe in doing evil or bad things to people. I think that's the difference. You know why? because I've seen so many people either dead from levels of hoodoo and spirituality, because you don't know what deity or what ancestor is protecting someone. And unfortunately, there are stupid people in this world who will still try to do things against people who you messing with the wrong one. I know I'm a perfect example of this. I am not a person that you should play with spiritually. Okay, I don't be lying when I tell y'all your whole everything you have gonna fall apart. You probably gonna die. I don't be making that type of stuff up because I know how deep my protection is. That's why I'm very unbothered with these lunatics who just constantly do magic. You know all the magic. You know what it makes their ass do? They look ugly and old. That's all it make them do. They look uglier by the day. They look uglier by the day. They look crazier by the day. And guess what? If it's not them that looks ugly, their mind will go insane. I'm not making it up. That's why I just be laughing at these people. Because, you know, some people just don't understand that there are boundaries in the spiritual world that you just simply cannot cross. And unfortunately, I am not surprised that these people keep doing this stuff, y'all. I'm just not. It just goes to show you how stupid they are. No wonder their gifts get stripped away. And if you don't believe your gifts can get stripped away, oh, yes, they can, baby. The same way you have been given gifts, if you keep doing stuff that messes with the balance of nature, do not be surprised when your ass get whacked the fuck up in the head spiritually, okay? When you wake up and something happened to you. You know, and I've heard even worse stories where people will be hunted by deities or they'll be hunted by spirits, and then what's worse is they get no peace of mind. I even explained somebody, I said, that's crazy. I said, I told this girl this one time, right? I said, a perfect example was, I said, if you hear stuff, spirits, right, where things are taunting you, always bringing your name up XYZ, you ain't gonna believe it. That's probably your karma. Some of that be people karma. All that stuff is not what people keep saying. Some of that is the backfiring of what you tried to do to somebody else. You thought you was gonna ruin somebody else, destroy somebody else. Now you up here crazy talking to yourself, right? Now you up here losing your mind over a situation you thought you was gonna make somebody else crazy over. Now look at you. They just be insane. And I say that because this is what I mean. There are things you just cannot do to upset the balance of the universe. And unfortunately, there are people who just don't respect it. See, me, I respect my ancestors. I respect the universe. And I also respect the laws of the universe. Unfortunately, we have people who will always try to push shit out of play. And that's why they be in the situations they be in. Y'all think I be lying? That's why, again, they be in the situation they be in. And I cannot make this up. Say what y'all want to. I know for a fact, too, spiritually, there were people who were given gifts and they got taken away because they did nothing but abuse their authority. See, I'm telling you, the same way you can get something, I'm not making up when I say it can get snatched right the hell back. And unfortunately, y'all, it's people in this world who will continue to do so because I'm telling y'all, they just have no respect of the principle of it. See, me, I deeply respect the principle of something, and I cannot understand why other people don't. Can't even tell you why they don't. It's just because now I'm starting to understand why God is in power. So I'm going to break this down, right? And this is going to all go into play. Trust me when I go back into this, right? Y'all know how when we always hear the story about Satan, the devil, whatever, and God, and they always had the back and forth, back and forth. You know what was so interesting to me? Every time for the longest, right, I never understood why people go against God. I'd be like, God, it doesn't make sense. I'm like, why would people go against God? It just doesn't make sense to me. Then all this spiritual stuff, yep, everything just rang a bell for me. I was like, you know what? Now I see it, God. I was like, now I see why these people are insane. Because they do the same thing that basically the devil tried to do. They all want some sort of power that they cannot handle, that they are not prepared or ready for, that could possibly kill their ass or hurt other people. And then they also want to hide and have no accountability of it. They don't know how to be responsible with the gifts. You see what I'm saying? They don't know how to be accountable with the gifts. Instead, they abuse their authority every single time. And then, boom, they just have a good old fall from grace. And I'd be like, you know what? Now I see what God is talking about. These people are insane. They do not respect the principle. I said, Just like the devil crazy ass. Excuse me, y'all. It's the same thing. I realize it's literally the same thing, right? It's just like when I hear about different deities or ancestors in certain other religions or cultures that people practice. There are similar philosophies, right? Everything about the philosophies or the principles or what they call in the Bible as the commandments, right? All those cultures have something like that, right? where most of all the things they're describing is basically respect. That's why I keep telling y'all, there are people who just do not understand the concept of respect. I really believe I'm a person that understands it to a deeper level, where so as other people, you do not have the same idea of respect that they do. That's why they do the crazy stuff they do. That's why they think it's funny, they giggle, they laugh, but really they just look crazy. At the end, they always end up looking crazy. They always end up looking stupid, and they're the ones that always get played. All the things they keep trying to do somebody else, I don't even be surprised it should be happening to them. I'd be like, now look at you. Have you learned your lesson? And y'all think I'm kidding? They don't. They will try to go harder to do something worse. And I'm just like, You would, y'all, I cannot make this up. You would think something that would either kill you or almost take you out would make people stop doing the nonsense that they do. It doesn't. That's why I'm not kidding when I tell you, there are a lot of things I have learned. And I'm telling y'all, I literally see God's point on this. I'm like, oh my goodness, this makes so much sense. They don't have respect. I think the same thing about when I think of the ancestral world. They just don't have the respect. It's like, why is it so hard for y'all to understand the principle of respect? Okay? It's like, for example, okay, boom, I'm gonna talk about the occult, right? I said the same thing about these people. Yeah, if you're an occult member and you listen to my page, yeah, welcome. Hi. Here's a message for you. You know why something's wrong with y'all? You know why as a person could never join certain organizations? Because you guys are literally hurt, emotional, and unhealed bullies. That's it. Your magic just bullies people. You're not good people, okay? You don't know how to get out of that bad funk that you're in because you do so much crazy stuff to cause chaos, and then you upset the balance of nature, okay? Then on top of that, you're unfair, okay? You in particular have to hear that because something's wrong with you. Do not be surprised when the ancestors come and also whoop your ass as well, because y'all clearly have no respect of the principle as well. And mind y'all, I cannot make this up. If you don't believe what I'm saying, right, I have looked up multiple organizations, including the occult and all this other stuff. You know what I don't understand? You guys used to stand on principle. I can say the same thing about Freemasons. You used to stand on principle. No, you don't. Not anymore. No, you don't. You all have clearly lost your damn minds. You have all gone crazy and insane with power. And like I said before, you are emotionally hurt and troubled, unhealed bullies. That's it. That's all I see. I literally don't see the growth of the organizations in multiple extincts. I can literally name so many. Oh my God. And literally, almost every time I see this nonsense, I'm like, okay, you guys used to have a standard. Yeah, you don't have that anymore. Y'all are all like basically crazy to me. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Yes, Freemasons. Yes, the occult people. All of you strange people in your little organization. What is wrong with y'all? What happened to the standard? What happened to the principle of respect? It just doesn't exist anymore. I can't make it. They let anybody in. Y'all, I'm not kidding. It's like literally, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. The more stuff I hear and see spirits, I'm like, this is why I could never, like, you couldn't make me even want to be a part of this nonsense. Y'all are insane. Like, I have to speak on that because I want some of you guys to see the concept levels of what's going on here. Spiritually, these people are corrupt. Okay, spiritually, there's no respect anymore. There is no, it used to be good leadership. I don't know about it anymore. I mean, clearly they let anybody lead. I'm serious. It's like anybody that has an idea, you. And it's like, okay, I could have sworn again, there used to be things based off of principle, off of guidelines, even some rules. I'm clearly watching and seeing that it just doesn't exist. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, you just do not understand the level of how embarrassing it is to basically sometimes be in this earth that we're living in currently in our, you know, dimension, this reality, and seeing that this is the best that these people do. And this is they just break so many spiritual laws. I'm like, oh my God. I'm telling y'all, sometimes I really do. I kind of feel embarrassed to be here on this earth, like, you know, and other galaxies can see like what's happening. It's very embarrassing sometimes to be here. Because I'm telling y'all, you would think that the higher up leaders and the people who run this, you would think they would get things together. Nope. It's embarrassing. I'm telling y'all, some days I'd be like, Lord, I don't even know if I can get up today because I'm just embarrassed to be here. You know, yes, my fellow starseed children, they have embarrassed us here. I want y'all to know, like, look at what they're doing. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I wanted y'all to see how insane this was. This is not the first time, again, that this has ever happened. Now let's go into the next part of this stuff spiritually, because the next part, what we're going to talk about spiritually, you know, I decided to bring this up because, of course, you guys know, again, your girl be on it. It's just like, God, you know, some days I just wonder, when will we get it together, people? Okay. Now, since I'm talking about the concept of magic and evil, I also thought it was so strange that even now in the current time period we live in, I don't know why they're still hiding history. That's a whole other conversation. I'm not going to go deep into that one today. But it is. It's odd. I don't know why they are hiding history from people. Okay? The more I see this stuff, the more I'm just like, I don't think so, honey. Okay? That's why I'm telling y'all, I meant what I said when I'm like, there are things that I feel... multiple ways about, but we're just going to stick to the subject. We're just going to focus on what we're talking about. Okay. Now, here's another thing I started talking about, right? Because this is not my first time I ever heard people tell me about root work and XYZ. You know, people just keep calling things like this evil. It's just strange. Okay. Here is another one. This ain't the first time I ever heard it either. Another thing I keep noticing is here, people, for some strange reason as well, right, are not paying attention to what I like to say is the signs, okay? And when I say the signs, I mean the signs of what's going on, the signs of what's around, okay? And I will tell y'all that this, out of all time periods, will be the best time period for you to very much focus on what you need to do spiritually and mentally. And I'm telling y'all, be a good person. You know why? Because I explained to y'all that next year is the year of 8, okay? And I know a lot of people keep thinking, oh, XYZ, there's going to be a lot of craziness. There's going to be these crazy level of demons running around and acting a fool and possessing people. Y'all going to think that's crazy, but trust me, you're going to see that happen. But what you need to understand is it's also going to be the year where people who did right, you're going to get nothing but blessings. The people who did all this evil, crazy stuff, that's why I'm telling you, now is not the time for you to act the fool and do even more crazy shit to put things out of balance. And y'all know what's weird? It's insane that they're promoting chaotic behavior. I want y'all to realize that too. See, I noticed that as well. The media, the news, I don't care what they say. They were promoting chaotic behavior. Okay? Like some of the stuff I was listening to. Now, mind y'all, keywords. See, I can't explain to people that. We'll talk about that in another episode. I'm going to talk to y'all about that. This language that they use. They were saying keywords that I heard that basically promotes chaoticness and crazy activity. And to me, for you to do bad things. And I'm telling you, the worst thing you could ever do is in a time period we're in now, go into next year with unforgiveness. You ain't got no peace. You know, your ass is bitter, mean, and then worse. Now you out here breaking more spiritual laws. Are you insane? It's like y'all, come on, somebody. My spiritual people, come on. I'm just up here like, oh God, the more stuff I hear, the stranger it is, okay? The stranger it is. Now, as you know, I'm a person that doesn't go to church. I don't believe in going to church personally because I've told people I believe people worship the pastor. I don't think they actually worship God. But, you know, to each his own. You know, I'm not judging people for whatever you believe in. However, I did decide to tell people that it's important to, you know, keep your things clean. It's important for you to, you know, how should I say, keep your energy clear, okay? And I meant what I said, y'all, when I was just like, please stay clear of all these negative weirdos that are out here, okay, that's looking to have a problem. And I'm gonna tell y'all this, right? So I was going about my day today. This crazy psycho girl, you could tell she clearly got mental problems. But I'm minding my business, right? And she literally gonna ask me, right, can I do something? And I'm thinking to myself, now, mind you, there's a person right across from me who's right there in the way of where she's at. And I'm looking around like, okay, I know I'm not in her way. I'm like, why can't she just move around? So I said, no, you can simply just go around. And then I asked the other woman, I said, did she ask you to move? She goes, no. I said, okay. So then the person literally gets in the car, starts yelling, screaming, cussing, and acting a fool. Now, I'm just looking at this person like, see, that's an example of what I'm talking about. These chaotic people that be having this bad energy, bad karma, whatever it is. Now, when they moved, there was so much room for them to go around. A truck could have got right there. I'm looking at this person like, yeah, you got something mental going on. But that's not my problem. You see what I'm saying? But that's not my problem. But yes, y'all, I had decided to talk about this little short subject. I probably will do a part 2 on this. But yeah, I wanted to tell y'all that that's not evil. it's just, I'm just telling y'all, it's just so weird the time people live in. They are still trying to convince black people that magic is evil, and they are still trying to tell you that God is just insane. When I've explained to you the reality of it, the people that use magic for evil are evil. That is true. That's just the truth. I'm going to say it again. The people that use magic for evil purposes, they are evil. Because I cannot make this up, y'all. I could say the same thing about all these other little societies and the things they do. Ask yourself, why do they do all the things they do for greed? They could have literally cured cancer years ago. We could have had a evolved state of place that we currently live in. Everybody could have been their highest self. They could have did this, y'all, probably 50 or 60 years ago, even probably more. But they chose not to. So when I ask you that, think about what I just said in reference to how they're trying to convince you that something is evil. Don't you think it's insane to do what they did, right? But they made that choice. Okay, then. You know, it just, I just want y'all to see how they're wording things. Yeah, there are things to me that are just not evil. I'm going to say it again. It's only evil if what you're using and the purpose of what you're using it for is to cause evil. That's it. That's just simply true. Okay? Now, mind y'all, I am not promoting people to take that concept into clearly reality. For example, just because you need money and you say, oh, I'm going to go steal some because it was for a good cause, I'm clearly not promoting that. I'm saying that, y'all, because as a disclaimer, because I know it's always people who will take what you say and twist it out of concept and then later on turn around and try to say, oh, this person told me this, so I thought this. Honey, I ain't tell nobody do any of those things. Disclaimer alert, okay? I'm just letting y'all know there are people that think like that, so. But yes, y'all, until my next episode, I will make a part two. And when I get to my part two episode, this one will go into what I mean about the wording of things, and then I will also tell y'all more about other magic and stuff and other things that I can tell you that I believe personally are not evil. And I will tell you this, I'm sorry, but I do not believe in, I told you guys, Christianity. I definitely believe that God is real, and I've told people I definitely believe the things that they're telling me, some of the stories, XYZ, yes. But I believe that we do not have enough knowledge to, for facts to say some of the things that we have been saying and practicing for all this time period. Now, another thing I'm going to say this real quick. This is for all you churchgoers or all you people that are Christians in particular. Before you hop on board and try to say, oh, it's evil, or I'm promoting this, or oh, I must be a witch, or oh, whatever, right? I want you to hear this about your religion. Don't you think it's odd or strange that your church requires you to make some form of payment or giving, okay? And also, don't you think it's weird that your religion requires you to drink the body of Jesus, right? Eat the body of Jesus and drink the blood, which represents the wine. You yourself are actually participating in a ritual every single time you do that. So before you hop down my throat, okay, trying to tell me that the things I do are evil or insane, you need to study your own religion. That in itself is extremely ritualistic, because I can tell you right now, don't nothing I read, learn, or practice tells me to eat somebody's body and drink somebody's blood, okay? Because when you start doing things like that, okay, those are deeper, darker magic, and as a matter of fact, you can call that blood magic if you want to, because that's the truth of what you're doing if you are consuming someone's blood for whatever purposes. And don't y'all think it's weird? They practice that in almost every church across the nation and then have the audacity to call it communion. That's insane. You need to hear that, because I want you to see how deeply you have been lied to. You also need to see how strange it is that the building that you sit in is an altar. Yet they tell us not to have altars to give to our ancestors or do stuff like this because, ooh, it's evil. But don't, when y'all go to the altar, you give everything to quote unquote Jesus? But y'all, who is Jesus? Half these churches around the world still got a picture of this random white man. That's crazy. That's crazy. I just want y'all to hear how insane that is. You're basically saying that Jesus, this white man that y'all have, which is really a picture of Caesar Borgia, right? You have a picture of him on almost every church, pretty much in the world, I think, actually. And you're actually worshiping that image. You're worshiping a random white man who has been dead for God knows how many years. And you're giving him money, tithe, your prop. Y'all, if you can't see that that in itself again is ritualistic, you need to wake up, okay? That's for some of you Christians who have something to say and try to say that I'm a witch or I'm evil or ooh, what I practice, ooh, this person's powerful, they must be doing something evil. You know, sometimes God gives you power because you can handle the responsibility that comes with it, right? That's not evil. And I think it's so weird how if anybody claims to be a Christian or claims the blood of Jesus or whatever it is, you know, that you Christians believe, y'all believe that they're a person of God. But I can tell y'all, the freaks are at church. I know this. I used to go to church. I used to be a Christian. I can tell you right now, the most creepiest, freakiest weirdos I have ever met in my life go to church. I do not care who disagrees. All the men I met was at church were straight up freaks asking me to do God knows what sexually, you name it. Okay. Which of course made me run for the hills because I'm like, you supposed to be a man of God. And I cannot make up when I tell y'all they have a past like you wouldn't believe. And I cannot make this up. I know this because what is it? Every other week I hear some strange story about these weird pastors who went to seminary school and I cannot make this up. And now that y'all doing something strange for a little change, y'all, this is I don't know about you, but y'all church sound crazy as hell, okay? It sounds insane, and I'm not gonna lie to you. It sounds chaotic to me for a person to try to bring people against me because I do not believe in what you believe in, right, any longer. And as a person that's actually studied your word, your Bible, okay, I even have a Bible. I can probably tell you I'm probably more read, well-versed on it than most Christians. And I think it's so strange to hear some of y'all say this stuff. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm gonna say this again. We do not know enough about our own history as Black people, yet alone our cultures, religions, and beliefs to ever just hop on board with the idea of Christianity because I meant what I said. I believe God is real, absolutely. But I do not believe the Americanized or white man's version of who they claim they want me to worship and also participate in these ritualistic ceremonies that people participate in every Sunday. And then we'll tell you XYZ. Say what y'all want to. I don't know. And then the more stuff I hear about church, I'm telling y'all, church is getting freakier and freakier. People dress how they want to. People be having sex at church. People have orgies at church. I don't even care if y'all believe it or not. I know it happens. I know these are things that people do. I can tell y'all, I had a friend that got pregnant at church. Yeah, she had a baby at a wedlock. She got pregnant by a dude at church. So, you know, that just goes to show y'all what I mean. So, yeah. You know, I will tell you all the time, if you're a Christian, I'm going to tell you one thing, baby, good luck. Because I can tell you God is real, but that religion, man, they have twisted that stuff up so crazy that I'm telling you, you have no idea what you're worshiping. I'm just going to be honest, you don't. You don't. We don't have enough history about what they're talking about. We just don't. And I also thought it was strange. What was it? Every other year, a new version of the Bible come out. People say, I don't understand it. I don't understand what they're saying. I don't get what they're saying. But the people who translate it do, who are what? More than likely what? Some white men, right? Okay. I just wanted to throw that little point out there for y'all because that sounds crazy to me. Funny how the only people who could create something are also the only people who they claim could translate it. And then also claim it's from their God who looks a lot like them. But until my next episode, people, peace.